Proclamation number 8007 of 29th of September, 1961. God's influx of power into infinity. The flow of the Spirit unstoppably flows into my vessels and will bring many blessings to those who believe in me. For it is strength which flows out of the center of strength into infinity, which awakens the dead to life wherever it can penetrate, which truly brings life, which heals the sick, which strengthens the weak, which is my breath that permeates everything. And I myself truly know where my strength is willingly accepted, where it no longer meets with resistance. And their contact is also established between me and my living creations, which turn to me again in self-awareness in order to be illuminated by me with light and strength. And you should all allow yourselves to be flooded by this spiritual current, and it will prove that you are divine creations which are equipped with all abilities, for whom there is also no limitation to my strength, because they reject everything ungodly from themselves, because they have changed their nature into love. My spiritual strength can only touch a loving heart, and there the effects of the strength will also be recognizable. But you should also not be anxious if you are unable to physically feel my flow of spirit. The soul receives it and its light becomes ever brighter. Even when the body's strength diminishes, when the time has come for the soul to separate from its bodily shell. Nevertheless, my strength is also able to have an unusual effect on the body if I deem such an effect beneficial, for truly nothing is impossible for me. No ray of my love will be lost, and every gift of strength will somehow have an effect, yet always in such a way as my wisdom recognizes to be beneficial for you and your fellow human beings' salvation. But if I can address you humans directly, then you consciously accept my flow of strength. You open yourselves and receive invaluable evidence of my love and my strength. You hear the Father's word who speaks to his child. And countless I-conscious beings switch onto this spiritual current. Every being that wants to hear me can hear me, for I radiate to all of them and guide my flow of strength through the beings of light and also into the realm of spirits in which resistance slowly begins to subside. My word resounds everywhere in infinity and its strength has a life-awakening effect on the still dead beings, but it also makes the beings who live in the light unspeakably happy. For they serve me again as stations of strength which pass on what they receive, which impart strength and light to those who need it and still lack it. I address them all, but I need a tool if I want to convey my word to the people on earth. For they rarely open themselves consciously to my flow of strength of love, and a conscious opening or wanting to receive is the prerequisite for me to be able to speak to them. And thus I make use of a person who consciously allows himself to be illuminated by me, and then my flow of spirit can flow in and also be conveyed to all people who merely don't adopt a defensive position but are willing to listen to me. But I will have achieved much when the influx of my spirit to earth is possible. For the earth is a dark area, it needs a great deal of light. Yet no light can be kindled where defense and resistance still prevail, where there is no bond between people and me. And therefore I had to send beings of light to earth in the last days, who now walk the earth as human beings themselves and who, unconscious of their origin, sought me in the light, who deeply desired it and therefore also let it shine into their hearts. People would sink hopelessly into darkness, but those who are of good will but need strength to be able to escape the darkness shall still be helped. And thus I am also united with earth, although it is my adversary's kingdom. Yet my love makes it possible my flow of spirit can flow to earth, and blessed are those who allow themselves to be flooded by it. Blessed who let themselves be illuminated by my love, who opens their hearts, who don't oppose me when my ray of love touches them. They will not fall prey to death, they will come to life which lasts forever. They will enter my flow of love, they will consciously turn towards me and detach themselves from my adversary. They will change themselves and their nature to love and perfect themselves while still on this earth. For where my strength can work, there is eternally no more death. There is only life and light and freedom and bliss. Amen.